Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Tim. He didn't give me a topic, so I took a few hours to watch and review the Barbie movie. So beware, there are spoilers ahead. This film comes across as hating men and it takes place in two places. Barbie Land and the real world. In Barbie Land, the men are called Kens, and they're a bunch of simps that are constantly trying to get a glimpse of the Barbies. But in the real world, the men are a-holes and the society resembles a patriarchy. The real world is the way that feminists imagine it, and not the way that it actually is. And Barbie Land is the way that first and second wave feminists might imagine their ideal world. A place that's run by a matriarchy of Barbie women. They're all a bunch of doctors, lawyers, judges, and politicians. The men, on the other hand, seem to be dumb and dopey. I think there's a particular way that most women see men. As useful idiots that are either companions within their perfect suburban life, or strong, powerful, controlling men that are patriarchal. And nothing in between. The angry bad boy Chad versus the domesticated male simp. There is no room for subtlety or nuance here, which made this movie unbearable for me. Feminists are always talking about how they want equality. For men, that usually means equality of opportunity. But far too often for feminists, we think it's equality of outcomes. This film shows us that women want complete control and submission over men. Once Ken and Barbie get to the real world, Barbie's rollerblading on Venice Beach, and suddenly some man gropes her butt from behind. I've never seen anything like that in real life. And you can tell the writers are just projecting the world that they want, where men are bad instead of being good. The men are either evil or weak in this film, and also couldn't depict them as being either good or strong. Those qualities these days are considered toxic masculinity, don't you know? The film is also directed by Greta Gerwig. I've never heard of her before and didn't actually see any of her movies. I don't mind female directors in one of my favorite films, American Psycho, directed by a feminist. I just think this film relies too heavily on the aesthetic look of Barbie, and the built-in fan base that comes with it, for its success, as well as the cameos from people like Kate McKinnon, who plays Weird Barbie. Greta Gerwig is also working on next year's Snow White film, and that's gonna flop pretty hard because they can't even have dwarves, but they have to hire diverse, taller, special people dwarves, as not to offend anyone. As for the Barbie movie, the film opens up with a bunch of little girls in a scene that looks like it's an homage of 2001 A Space Odyssey. Except instead of apes smashing bones around a monolith, there's a Barbie doll in the monolith's place. And the girls are all smashing their baby dolls to show that they're evolving. So instead of toy dolls to train them to help nurture the next generation of children, they replace them with a sexy doll that's a representation of what they probably want to see in their own future. I'll discuss more about this Barbie absolute dumpster fire of a film in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to Don't See the Barbie Film If You Have Self-Respect as a Man Clown World Show. This film is showing me that we've entered a new stage in Hollyweird. They seem to have realized that people don't want to see awful woke feminist films anymore, but they still want to indoctrinate the youth with the message. So that's why they're dressing up Barbie to look like a wholesome family entertainment project on the surface, with bright pink colors, and they apparently ran out of bright pink paint in England, where it was being filmed, because they use way too much of it. But the film is all about promoting feminist talking points and ideology. With the success of Barbie, we're probably going to see more movies like this masquerading as something they're not. But the reason this film works is because of the nostalgia that's built in with the audience of Barbie. Remember that this is the same strategy that failed with the feminist Ghostbusters. This, however, succeeded because it's targeted towards women, it's full of man-hating, as well as Ryan Gosling. There are many brands that can get away with this. I see this as a last-ditch effort to save wokeism. I found the marketing for this rather interesting. The Barbie and Oppenheimer films coming out on the same weekend, and they was called Barbenheimer. Christopher Nolan is probably scratching his scrotum wondering how feminists were able to hijack his weekend and put a crappy Barbie film on the same level as his intellectual film. These two films couldn't be further apart, yet somehow they're seen as being on the same level. In one, we have men harnessing the power of nature through the atom. In the other, we have fake plastic women complaining about males. With Oppenheimer, you have men talking about the nature of reality and the physical world, and in the other, you have women talking about men. After all, men make things happen, and women just happen to men and try to manipulate us and hijack our agency and ingenuity for their own ends. the Barbie film shows us exactly what women really think of us. They think we're either the creepy friend zone Ken simp or a bad boy thug patriarch. In Barbie land, men are simply window dressing and shouldn't be allowed to vote. How did we get here from giving women the vote to women now talking about taking men's rights to vote away? The ancient Greeks appear to be right when they said that when you give women equality, soon you will dominate over the males in our society. As the film goes on, Ken becomes the villain, because he finds a book called The Patriarchy in the Real World, and then heads back to Barbie Land at one point to apply his new knowledge while abandoning Barbie to the real world. How many books about patriarchy have you ever seen on shelves in the real world, though? Patriarchy is the most used word in this film, and it's not a stretch to assume that the entire purpose of the film is to teach an entire generation of young girls about the evils of patriarchy, or simply make them aware of it. When Barbie returns to Barbie Land, the Barbie Dream House has been turned into the Mojo Dojo Casa House, and Barbie Land is now known as the Kendom. The Kens have made all the Barbies subservient, and they're now serving them beers. So Barbie then hatches a scheme to get all the Barbies to seduce the Kens so they fight each other and then they take control back. The only so-called good man is played in this film by Michael Cera, and he plays the archetype of the male feminist. He's the only one that's shown to be positive. How's that for feminist propaganda? At the very end of the film, Barbie decides that she doesn't want to live in Barbie Land anymore and wants to exit to the real world, and the film ends with her going to a gynecologist. That's the worst ending for a film that I've seen in a long time. It's pure trash. The only thing good about this thing is the aesthetic and art direction, but that was created by the toy company and just copied over by the filmmakers. The reason Barbie went into the real world was because she wanted to fix herself because her feet were flat. And she burned breakfast, so Weird Barbie told the other Barbie that she had to go into the real world to fix her owners. And when she did that, things would go back to normal. Women control every aspect of Barbie Land, including the Supreme Court, and a woman is president there. The Kens are pretty much turned into a bunch of wannabe Andrew Tates and pickup artists once Ken comes back with the patriarchy book. Eventually, the Barbies defeat the Kens, and all is right in the world again. Barbie ends up living in the real world, even though she complained about it earlier, while having her butt grabbed. Looks like her female nature is not to be satisfied in Barbie Land, even though it's a perfect plastic utopia. I guess that's probably the most realistic aspect of the film, that women are addicted to drama and would self-destruct in a perfect world. Someone should actually make a film about that. What happens when women get their utopia and they destroy themselves? At least the Barbies in this film, for the most part, are also skinny with long hair and are feminine. To conclude, the film is about a bunch of simps trying to get a glimpse of a Barbie, or a bunch of bad boys telling women what to do. Women were also laughing in the theater when I went, when Ken breaks down in one scene during the film. If you ever want to know what women really think about us, then look no further at this film and how they were laughing at a man suffering. The last thing I want to quickly touch upon are my thoughts on how YouTube is starting to suffer and slowly die. A while back I was demonetized and they took all my ad revenue, but they still give me YouTube Red revenue for some reason. They're also upping the cost they charge people for that YouTube Red service. What was also weird is that they sent me messages saying that they were completely going to throw me out of the partner program, but I guess they still want me to do live streams and other things to bring in revenue for them. They're also trying to get me to pay to promote my videos. It makes perfect sense. Throttle my content down and then ask me to pay to get my views back. Are these signs that YouTube is circling the drain? It's similar to what Facebook did with its promoted posts, where they would ask people to pay $20 for 2,000 views. YouTube selling views instead of just allowing you to build on your audience is not a good sign. I also had someone send me a message a week ago telling me that they found me on BitChute and they had no idea I was on YouTube. Up until now, for discoverability, it's always been the opposite. People used to discover me on YouTube and then follow me on all tech platforms. I'm not the only person saying that it looks like YouTube might be starting to go down. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks to Tim for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Ken probably couldn't even smash Barbie because he was created with no balls. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the movie studios that think that just because woke Barbie is successful, that other woke films will also be making money away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.